按着神给我们的一个呼召来把他的这个使命带到地极。
We've looked at a few things together.
我们一起看了有几件事情。
We've looked at some practical ways that we can begin to communicate the gospel with people.
我们看到一些很实用的，我们怎么样可以跟人就打开福音。
Thank you. We've looked at what it means that God is calling us to be involved in His heart for the world.
我们看到什么叫做神呼召我们来成为他这个世界的见证。
And we've looked at different roles that we can play as we follow God's call.
我们看到在回应神的这个呼召当中，我们每一个人可以担当着这个角色。
For those of you who were not able to be involved, I want to encourage you that we're not talking about taking on one role and playing that one role.
那我想强调的是，我们不是说在选择其中一个角色来做那个角色。
Often God calls us to different roles and different ways that we play a part in reaching the nations at different times.
经常神会用不同的方式让我们担当不同的角色，来把福音带到地极。
And that, I think having this idea of how I'm being involved in God's heart for the world is helpful for us as we think about responding to God's call.
当我们在思想回应神的呼召的时候，我们思想我怎么样来这个在这个过程当中担当角色是对我们是有帮助。
So as we think about following God's call, I want to offer a few practical suggestions.
所以在跟从神的这个路上呢，我有一些很实用的一些原则，我想跟大家有一些分享。
These are practical suggestions that I've learned as I've followed God's call and as I've learned from others as I've seen them following God's call.
那这些都是我在跟从神的这个经验上我的一些体会，包括我从其他一些跟从神的这些人口里面他们得到的一些很实用的原则。
And whatever role God calls you to play,
不管神呼召你是担当什么样的角色。
These suggestions will be helpful for you in trusting God with that role that He calls you to play.
那这些建议呢，对你都会是很有帮助。
The first one, and this is no surprise, I'm sure, to you, is that the Bible is foundational.
那第一个我想说的是，我想对大家不是什么新奇的，就是说圣经是所有的基础。
Many times we can have ideas about what role God wants us to play in His kingdom.
那我们很多时候我们可以想到一些不同的一些角色神要让我们在他的国里面。
But I always encourage people to begin by immersing themselves in God's word.
但我总是鼓励大家从神的话开始。
And not having our own ideas or our own imaginations about what would be best, but listening to and seeking to obey what God leads us to in His word.
而不是自己想我想怎么样是对我最好的，而是来寻求神他的心意。
When we're faced with different choices that we have, God's word is our best guide to help us understand God's heart.
当我们面对有各种选择的时候，神的话语是我们最好的一个向导。
Can you move it to the next one? It's not.Okay. The second suggestion is to start in Jerusalem.
那第二个建议呢，就是从耶路撒冷开始。
Yesterday we looked at Acts 1:8.
昨天我们看到这个《使徒行传》一章八节
，where Jesus gave the disciples the commission to start in Jerusalem and then move out across cultural barriers to the ends of the earth.
那耶稣基督给他的这些使徒有这个使命，要从耶路撒冷一直向外，一直到地极。
But his call was for them to start where they were.
但是他的这个呼召是让他们从他们所在的地方开始。
I knew a man in college who felt like he was called to be a missionary.
我在大学的时候认识一个人，他觉得他是自己被神呼召要成为宣教士。
And I asked him, so what kind of steps are you taking to prepare?
那我就问他你会采取什么样的方式来预备自己呢？
He said that he was learning some language.
他说他在学习一些语言。
And that he was applying to different organizations to go.
他在不同的差传机构去去申请。
But he wasn't involved in any kind of ministry where he was, where he was trusting God to use him where he was.
但他却没有在他所在的地方参与任何的事工，没有介入到神的事工。
So as you are trusting God to help you cross cultural barriers, make sure that you're trusting God to use you where you are first.
所以如果你真是相信神会使用你跨文化的去宣教的话，你首先要相信是神就会用你在你在的地方来使用你。
And as he equips you and enables you and calls you to minister to those around you, step by step, he'll lead and equip you to be involved in cross-cultural ministry.
当他装备你，而且给你各样的能力，可以服侍你周围的人，他就是一步一步来预备你，可以最终做这个跨文化的宣教。
For both Sally and I, our ministry years overseas were started by ministry right where we were.
沙莉和我的海外宣教其实是从我们在当地的这个福音工作开始的。
My wife got involved with international ministry in the church where she was.
我的太太在她所属的教会介入这个国际留学生的事工。
And when I became a believer in university,
当我在大学信主以后，
we realized that there were Chinese students.
我们知道周围有好多的中国留学生。
The first group of Chinese students had come to our university to study engineering.
那可能是第一波带来到我们大学学习这个工程学的中国留学生。
And we took steps to get to know them and to communicate Christ with them.
那我们慢慢的来了解他们，慢慢的分享福音给他们。
And this really opened my eyes to the needs around the world.
那这个真的是让我大开眼界，让我看到这个世界其实有很多的可
目。And helped me take steps toward what he was calling me to.
这个也一步一步的帮助我来回应上帝的呼召。
My third encouragement is that our involvement in God's call should not be based on guilt or shame, but should come from a motivation of love and obedience.
那第三个建议呢，就是我想鼓励大家，就是说回应神的呼召不是基于内疚和羞耻，而是应该是基于爱和跟随。
There are many times when I've talked with different believers who talk about feeling guilty aboutliving with everything that we have here when people other places don't have so much.
那我跟很多信徒有聊天的时候，我就发现他们其实是为他们住在这个地方感到羞耻，因为他们在其他的地方其实很多人他们没有像我们今天一样有这么多的东西。
And that's fine to think about what you have and the inequity with what is available in other parts of the world.
我们在物质上比其他的世界地方的丰富，这个其实本身没有什么问题。
Or even inequity in what's available in other parts of your city.
甚至说是在一个城市都有不同的这个分别。
But God is not calling us to ministry across cultures because he needs us.
但上帝不是说他需要我们才差派我们去做这个跨文化的宣教。
But he wants to bless us by helping us be involved in what he wants to do around the world.
他其实是想借着我们参与他在全球各处的事工来祝福我们。
As we learn more about God's love for us and God's love for the world,
我们越多的了解神对我们的爱，对神对世界的爱。
What I found is inside he builds a response of love toward him to be involved in what he's doing.
那我发现我的内心呢，就会有这种对他的回应，通过到其他地方去服侍来回应。
Whenever we're involved in building God's kingdom, in other places,
当我们在其他地方介入到这个神国的这个工厂的时候
，The reality is it's God who's doing it, it's not us.
这个事实呢，是上帝其实在做这些工作，不是我们。
And I would encourage youto consider how he would have you be involved in this incredible thing that he's doing.
那我鼓励大家去思考，他会，上帝会怎么样让你介入到他的这个事工当中。
As we respond to God's call, There's an incredible way that God communicates with us because He's placed His Spirit inside of us.
在我们回应神呼召这种过程当中呢，神有时候会用非常奇妙的方式啊来跟我们沟通，因为他是把圣灵放在我们里面。
And He has He's put His Spirit to live inside of us as a comforter.
他把他的圣灵放在我们心里面，作为这个安慰者。
As a guide.
作为一个向导。
As a teacher.
作为一个老师。
And as a taste of what we'll experience in eternity together with God.
就是让我们感受一下在永恒里面跟上帝在一起是什么样的一个感觉。
There are many times that as I've read God's word,
很多时候我读神的话的时候
or as I've responded to a need,
或者我回应一个需求的时候
God's spirit speaks to my spirit,
上帝的灵对我的灵亲自来说话
and leads me to something that he wants me to obey him in.
然后带领我其实让我看到有些我是需要顺服上帝。
And we should expect God to lead us like this as we follow Him.
我们应当期望神在我们跟随他的时候，神是这样来引导我们。
Even when He's leading us toward things that seem to be contrary to everything that I want or what other people want for me.
即便在有些时候上帝带领我们去的一个地方，好像看起来所有的都跟我们想象的是完全不一样的时候。
Now, as He's given us His Holy Spirit,
上帝给我们圣灵的时候
as a witness from inside,
让他成为从我们身体里面成为他的一个见证
He's also placed us in the body of Christ.
他也把我们放在耶稣的肢体里面
And he designs us to operate in the body of Christ.
他的这个设计就是让我们跟耶稣的其他的肢体有互动
As we grow in Christ,
当我们在耶稣基督里成长的时候
Because we're part of a body,
因为我们是这个身体的一部分
God confirms our gifts and our callings through the way that the body encourages us.
上帝就通过这个肢体对我们的这个鼓励，让我们知道上帝是给了我们有什么样的恩赐，什么样的能力。
You should pay attention as you're serving and as you're following God.
当你在服侍主，在跟随主的时候，你应该留意。
He will use.Leaders and spiritual authority.
他会用教会的领袖包括这些属灵的权柄
to encourage and confirm you towards things that he's calling you to do.
来鼓励你选择他所需要你选择的
So this is an incredibly important role that the body of Christ plays in our following.
所以这个是基督的身体在我们跟随主的这个过程当中非常重要的一个部分。
Now, for me, I have found that it's very important for me to be in motion as I follow Christ.
那对于我来说，我发现有一个非常重要的事呢，就是我一直要是采取很主动的。
There are certainly times when God calls me to come aside and to wait on Him.
那一定是有些时候神是让我好像靠边站，先等一等我。
But as I understand what God is calling me to.
当我知道上帝呼召我要做什么时候
As I understand what role he is calling me to play
当我知道上帝要让我在这个事工当中扮演什么角色的时候
I don't wait for others to draw me into that role but I look for opportunities to take initiative to play that role
那我不会让其他的来占据我会采动主动来跟随
So it would blessThe missions committee, incredibly, for you to take initiative to come to them and say, I feel like God is calling me to this kind of role. How can I play a part?
那这个事工委员会呢，他是很希望你能够来到主动的来到他的面前，就说我有这样的感动，我可以在这个当中担任什么样的角色。
Don't make the mistake of thinking, oh, if this is needed, someone will ask me to do it.
不要想就是说即便这边有需求，但是其他有人会去做。
But as you're hearing from God,Take the initiative to obey and get involved.
但如果你真是听到神给你的呼召，你就主动去来寻找这个呼召，来顺服神的呼召。
Now, a lot of times, missionaries that go to the field, they can be of a pioneering personality.
那很多时候呢，这些宣教士去到这个宣教的工厂的时候，他们好像就像这些先行者一样。
And I've known many missionaries that. Go out because they have a vision of what they want to see happen.
那我知道很多宣教士出去的时候，他们是有这样的意向，他们知道什么事情会发生。
And how it should be done.
或怎么样会让这些事情发生。
And if others aren't going to do it that way, I'm going to charge ahead and do it that way.
如果其他人也是这样做，那我也就这样做。
And vision is important, and it can be incredibly motivating.
意向是非常重要，它可能是会非常的激励我们。
But I have found that crossing cultures requires us to be flexible.
但我发现跨国的宣教是需要我们是比较要灵活。
So I would encourage you to develop this kind of flexibility in your obedience and response to God.
所以我鼓励大家在你顺服神跟随神的时候要让自己也有这样的灵活度。
Certainly, as we look at the scriptures, you should be inflexible on certain key elements of the gospel.
当然，当我们看这个圣经的时候，我们发现有一些很基要的真理的时候，我们是不能有灵活度。
But on many other things, it's more our vision and our plans that become inflexible.
但在很多其他的领域，像我们自己的一些意向，我们自己的一些计划。我们在这一方面应该灵活。
Allow God to direct you.
以便让神可以带领你。
Allow God to redirect you.
以便让神可以重新带领你。
And he does this as we listen to him.
如果我们听从他的话，他就会这样做。
Okay. So the last suggestion or recommendation that I would have is that you not go alone.
那最后的一个建议呢，就是你不要单独去宣教。
Now there are certain times when God calls us to do things alone. This is true.
那我知道有些时候呢，上帝会呼召我们是单独去做一些事情。
I would encourage you to be willing to stand alone, even if no one stands with you on God's principles.
那我是鼓励大家呢，在上帝的一些原则的时候，我们要遵守的时候，即便是你一个人，你也要坚立得住。
But be very careful of going alone.
但是去到一个地方一定要小心，最好不要单独一个人去。
And this leads me to what God is leading me to share today.
那这个是就让我想起我要今天给大家分享的一件事。
As we follow God's call, we need to follow God's call together.
当我们来寻求神的呼召的时候，我们应当是一起来寻求神的呼召。
Let's look at some examples from the scriptures. We're going to look in Acts.In the passages from Acts 10 to 13,
我们来看一些圣经上给我们的一些例子。我们要看《使徒行传》的十章到十三章。
Now it's very interesting that in Acts chapter 10,
那在《使徒行传》第十章呢，我们发现很有趣的是
，that Peter, a devout Jew,
彼得作为一个虔诚的犹太人。
Was very much in conflict about God's call to go to other peoples.
那他说，他要去到外邦人传教，那这个跟其他的人其实是有冲突。
Because his picture of his call to be separate.
因为他的这个意向是说是跟其他人不一样的。
Meant that he couldn't see himself having meals with or being in the homes of.Those from other ethnic backgrounds.
因为他很难以想象跟其他异教的这些背景的人在一个房间里面一起用餐。
And so God does this incredible thing where he gives Peter this vision that changes his thinking.
所以呢，上帝就给他一个意象，让他改变他这样的想法。
I think we're very familiar with this picture where in his vision. A sheet comes down out of heaven, and on that are many different animals.
那我们想，我们对这个意象其实也很熟悉，就从天上有这些羊，有其他的动物从天而降。
And God calls him to rise, kill, and eat these animals.
耶稣对他说：“彼得，你要起来把这些杀掉来吃。
”And Peter says no.I won't do it because these are unclean animals.
那彼得对主说，那我是不能吃的，因为这些动物是不洁净的。
And this happened several times, and finally Peter understood the meaning of this vision.
那这样的对话是发生了几次，最终彼得开始明白这个意象是什么意思。
was that God was calling him to cross cultural barriers and not regard other people's as unclean.
这一项就是说，神要让他做旷化宣教的时候，你不要想到其他人是不洁净的。
And this really, really led to the birth and the growth of the church that we understand now.
那这个其实就是我们现在知道的这个教会开始增长的一个开始。
Because all of us who are not from Jewish backgrounds,
因为我们都不是从犹太的这个背景来的。
Take part in this incredible mystery that we are also brought into the family of God.
但是因为这个很奇妙的一个奥秘，我们就被带到这个神的家。
So, after this happens, we see that a church is established that really reflects this new reality.
在这个以后呢，我们就看到上帝的教会就被建立，而且是反映这个特质。
So let's look in Acts chapter 11, verse 19 to 30.
所以我们一起看一下使徒行传第十一章从十九节到 30? 30,
yes.
到三十节。
And can you just read in Chinese? And if you have the English Bible, you can read.
我用中文读，有英文的可以看。使徒行传十一章十九节，那些因斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和塞浦路斯，并安提阿。他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。但内中有塞浦路斯和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希腊人传讲主耶稣。主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拉巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，很久靠主。这巴拉巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。他又往大树去找保罗，找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。当那些日子，有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿，内中有一位名叫雅加布，站起来，借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒。这是到格老丢年间果然有了。于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。他们就这样行，把捐项托巴拉巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
Thank you. As we see in this passage,God moved in incredible ways to begin to establish His church outside of Jerusalem, outside of Judea, outside of Samaria.
那我们从这段经文，我们看到上帝真是用奇妙的方式在耶路撒冷，在犹大在撒玛利亚以外开始建立他的教会。
Antioch is up at the edge of what is now Turkey.
安提阿是现在在土耳其的北面。
And so they were beginning to take this gospel to other places.
所以在那个时候，他们就开始把福音带到这些其他的地方去。
And I think initially they still were among Jewish populations, but they began to be among people that came from different ethnic backgrounds.
福音刚开始的时候是在犹太人当中传递，那之后呢，越来越多的有从不同的国家、不同的种族、文化的人开始加入进来。
And this was really the beginning of cross-cultural missions starting to happen.
这个就是跨文化宣教的开始。
You can see that Barnabas went.
你可以看到巴拉巴去了。
And he saw what God was doing.
他看到上帝所做的。
And he took part. And he came and he knew that Saul.
那他也加入，而且他认识保罗。
Was there and he wanted to bring him and encourage him to be involved in this ministry.
那所以他也鼓励他来加入到这个事工当中。
And so from the beginning, they were partnering together.
所以从一开始，我们就看到这个有一个伙伴的关系。
To be involved in what God was doing in Antioch.
在这个安提阿的事工当中。
We've talked about the different roles that we can play.
我们刚才谈到在事工当中、宣教当中有各 不一样的角色。
And I think that it's interesting that right here in Antioch we see some of these roles being displayed.
那我们在安提阿呢，就看到在有一些我们刚才讲到的这些角色呢，就其实在这个地方展现出来。
They were welcoming people from different cultures.
那有些是欢迎接待这些从不同的文化来的这些人。
And they were mobilizing Jewish believers, and equipping them there.
然后他们也动员这些犹太的这些信徒，让他们一起来参与。
Let's look over in Acts chapter 13.
我们再来看《使徒行传》第十三章。
Let's look at verse 1 down to verse 3.
第一节到第三节。在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利奈人路求与分封之王希律同养的马念并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工，于是进食祷告按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
We may miss this because we're not familiar with the names and the places that are mentioned in this passage.
我们可能没有留意这段经文，因为在经文里面所提到的人民地名我们其实都不熟悉。
But we really get a picture of one of the first international churches here.
但我们真正看到第一个这个国际教会是怎么样的。
Simeon was probably from an African or an Arabian background.
西面可能是从这个欧，他的背景可能是从非洲来的。
Lucius was from a place called Cyrene, which was outside of Israel.
路求是从一个在叫 Cyrene 的地方，这个也是在耶路撒冷以外的一个地方。
And Manaen was a member of the court of Herod.
那马念呢，是这个当时分封之王他的这个他的这个他的一个官员。
And then you had Paul and Saul and Barnabas.
那我们也看到有保罗有巴拉巴。
So these were just the leaders, but many of the members here came from different cultures.
那这些是教会的领袖，那教会的成员其实来自各个不同的文化。
In following God together.
他们一起来跟随主。
And so I think it's incredible that God used them to have the idea of mobilizing from among their members to send them out.To other cultures.
所以在这个地方我们看到上帝就用他们来鼓励来动员来自于不同文化的这些人，然后把他们派出去。
They were experienced the differences in these cultures themselves, and they knew what it would take to reach out across culture.
他们亲自就感受到这个文化的差异，而且他们也知道要把福音带到另外一个文化会是怎么样。
And they gathered together and prayed for them and equipped them, and they sentthose that they had selected out.
我们看到他们待在一起来祷告，一起进食，然后把这些人送出去。
In all of this, they were not doing the work on their own.
在整个这个过程当中，我们看到他们没有做自己想做的事情。
This wasn't Paul's idea.
这个不是保罗的一个想法。
Wasn't Barnabas's idea.
也不是巴拉巴的一个想法。
It was the church working listening to God together.To respond to this call.
而是教会聚在一起来听神的一个话，然后来回应神的话。
It's really interesting that in verse 4,
第四节非常有趣。
And in verse 2,
还有第二节，
it emphasizes the Holy Spirit's role in initiating this idea.
强调在一开始的时候，圣灵他所起到的很重要的工作作用。
So this was God working to take His church.Into new territories.
所以我们看到这个地方是上帝把他的教会带到新的一个地区。
And he equipped the church to play all these roles together to fulfill this mission.
然后他装备教会各样的角色来做这样的事情。
And this partnership together is not just found here. In fact, all through the epistles, when Paul talks about the word fellowship.
这样的合作呢，我们看到不仅仅是在这个地方，其实在所有的保罗书信里面我们都看到。
It really means more than enjoying a meal together at church.
当我们看到这个保罗谈到这个在一起聚集的时候 不单单只是大家在聚在一起吃饭。
This word fellowship actually meant partnership together in the gospel.
这个聚集，这个它其实很大的一个意思，就是说我们是一个伙伴的关系。
And I can share from my own story.
那我也可以从我自己的一个故事来跟大家做一些分享。
When I was being called into cross-cultural missions,
当我被呼召去做跨文化的宣教的时候
，I was inspired by the stories of some missionaries that went by themselves to go follow God's call.
那一些宣教士他们自己去追寻神的呼召来做宣教士的一些故事，给我非常大的激励。
I read some books.
我读了一些书
that were written by men that had incredible faith that I could not imagine.
这些书它是关于有些人有极大的这个信心，这些信心是超出我的想象。
And they went into environments that they had not prepared for and trusted God in incredible ways.
他们去到一个福音的工厂，他们根本就没有被预备，没有怎么准备，但是他们就去到那个地方。
And it was exciting to see these stories of God's faithfulness and the way that God used them to do great things.
但是我们就看到，因为他们的信心，而上帝就使用他们做了很多奇妙的事情。
But a pastor encouraged me that while these stories were exciting,
那一个牧师呢，跟我说呢，虽然这些故事呢，看起来非常激动人心
，that God calls His people to work together.
但是呢，上帝呢，其实是召他的这些人在一起来同工
，and to partner together in the work of cross-cultural missions.
来在这个跨文化的宣教当中，成为彼此的伙伴。
Ever since then, I've tried to make sure that I was serving God in a place.
从此以后呢，我就确保我在一个地方服侍主的时候
，that I was involved in a team.
我是有一个团队跟我在一起
，and that I was not off by myself.
我不是一个人单独做。
This meant that I had to place some restrictions on myself. I had to put some boundaries on myself.
因为这样呢，这样我对自己就有一些限制。
Because there may have been some things.Or some opportunities that I felt like were very exciting, but because I didn't have a team that would go with me, I wouldn't follow that.
因为有些时候我看到一些机会，我可能是非常的激动想去做，但是呢，因为我没有一个团队跟我在一起，所以我最好是不要去做。
In Kenya, we learned a lot about being partners working together in the community.
那在肯尼亚呢，我们学到很多团队合作的经验。
I was blessed to be involved. My first assignment on the mission field, I was blessed to be involved in community development work in a rural area of Kenya.
那我的第一个要做的拆砖施工呢，就是在肯尼亚的一个郊区做一些相关的施工。
We combined some disease prevention and community health education with evangelism and discipleship.In a rural area,
我们有一些是做疾病防控的，有些是做社区发展的，然后还有一些是专门负责传福音的。
And it was exciting to see the things that God was doing to build His church there.
看到神在那个地方建立教会是让人非常激动的一件事情。
But the biggest temptation,
但是最大的诱惑呢
，was to try to do everything myself.
是我想努力靠自己去做所有的事情。
Rather than waiting for God to build partnership.That we could pursue the work together.
而不是等待神去建立这个团队，然后我们一起来完成神的使命。
And so this is a meeting of a group of people that had been selected out of the community to be health workers.
这张照片呢是从当地的社区选出来的一些领袖，我们在一起。
And the training plot process was slow and involved.
这个培训的过程呢是比较缓慢，但是每个人都介入。
But through the training process, we learned a lot of things that we would have made mistakes if we had just pressed on and done the work ourselves.
但是就在这个培训的过程当中呢，我开始意识到，其实好多时候，如果我们不靠一个团队，我们自己去做的话，我们会犯的一些错误。
And we saw God prepare the team in ways that we couldn't have imagined to have impact in the community.
我们也看到上帝是怎么样来预备这个。团队在这个他的社区当中是有影响力。
And as God opened up a door for me to follow His call into Asia,
当上帝开门让我追寻他的呼召去到亚洲的时候
I was blessed that our organization emphasized going as teams.
我知道我的拆船的这个机构他们也去到这个工厂。
And this provided accountability for me.
那这个对我来说就对我有一个可靠性。
It gave me people that knew me, surrounded me with people that knew me and would be interested whenmaybe I was making wrong choices to help me know how to make right choices.
那么他让我的周围有一个团队让我知道在我可能做一些错误的决定的时候他们会提醒我。
And I was able to learn from the wisdom of team members.
我也可以从其他的组员学习他们的一些智慧。
And they, as they learned and understood things that I didn't understand.
那他们也学到一些我其实都不知道的事情。
And we had increased impact as some members of our team were very skilled in evangelism.
那我们有很好的对当地有很大的影响，因为我们有一些组员他们非常善于传福音。
Where other members of our team were very skilled in care and discipleship of young believers.
那其他的他可能是更擅长于是照顾这些新的一些信徒，然后给他们做门徒培训。
And so this is a lesson that I've tried to continue to apply.Wherever we work.
所以这个是我学到一个功课，我不管去到哪儿，我都来这样照着做。
As we worked with young Muslims from the western part of China.
当我们和这些在中国西部的年轻的穆斯林在一起同工的时候
，we found that it was very difficult for us to.Get Muslims from different backgrounds to spend time together.
我们发现，要让不同背景的穆斯林，这些人在一起非常困难。
We could share the gospel with a Muslim friend.
我们可以跟穆斯林的朋友，分享福音。
And they could express faith in Christ.
他们可以表达他们在耶稣基督里的信心。
But there was an incredible fear about them getting involved with other folks from Muslim backgrounds because they didn't know whether they would, they could trust.The folks from other backgrounds.
但是从其他文化背景的这些穆斯林，他们就很难开口跟他们传福音，因为他们不知道可不可以信任这些人。
So as we help them grow and walk with Christ,
所以我们帮助他们成长，帮助他们在主基督里面。
It was a struggle to get them together to have fellowship together.
要让他们在一起有团契是非常困难的事。
But it was always a goal that we had.
那一直是成为我们的一个目标。
And then we found that when they did come together.
那么后来发现，当他们最终走到一起的时候
，They grew much more quickly than anything we could have done in one-on-one discipleship.
我们发现，他们成长的速度是非常快，完全超乎我们做这个门训 one-on-one 的这个速度。
And we found that when they came together, they encouraged each other to reach out into their natural relationships.
我们发现，当他们在一起的时候，他们彼此鼓励鼓励对方去到他们自己的这些朋友家人里面。
And the gospel grew and spread through their relationships and connections.
福音就通过他们这样的关系开始扩展。
And as we helped Chinese believers get involved with ethnic minorities in their own country,
当我们在帮助这些中国的少数民族认识福音的时候
，we learned the same lesson.
我们也学到同样的功课。
That as they work together in teams.
那如果我们在一起作为一个团队一起同工的时候
，Some of them were very good at learning the language.
有些人特别擅长学习语言。
Some of them were very good at understanding different parts of the culture.
有些人特别容易理解不同的文化。
Some of them were very good at learning key gateways or key doors into the hearts of the ethnic minorities in the areas where they were living.
那有些人他们非常知道怎么样打入到这些当地的少数民族的社区。
And when they worked together, they brought all of these strengths and gifts together to be effective as a team.
当他们在一起同工的时候，他们把所有的这些优势都聚集在一起，那最终就成为一个非常有效率的一个团队。
Okay, so I'm going to, I want to talk a little bit about things we're seeing in partnership now.
那我现在会谈到我们在这个合作当中看到的一些问题。
Within our ministry in Asia,
在我们亚洲的事工当中
there's a part of our ministry that's called Global Church Movements.
有一个我们的合作伙伴叫做全球，
教
全球教会运动组织。
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. And at the beginning, we worked together with pastors to train them how to build movements of evangelism and discipleship in their churches.
那刚开始的时候呢，我们跟当地的这些牧师一起合作，怎么样在他们的教会啊，能够开始啊这些一些训练，这些传福音的一些事工。
And they would come together for a training session.
他们会来到一起啊受训。
And then individuals would go back to their churches.
然后每个人会啊回到他们各自的教会。
And there were things that God did through this.
那上帝借着这样的方式也做一些事。
To build His church, but what we learned
建立教会，但我们学习的是
is that when we help them to work together in teams, they were much more effective at influencing the church.
当我们学到的是，当这些人他们是作为一个团队来拓展事工的时候，这个是更加的有效。
Recently, the local leaders that we've been working with,
啊，那最近呢是在我们跟当地的这些领袖一起同工的时候
，have developed a strategy for multiplying small groups.
我们在想了一个怎么样的策略来增长这些小组。
As a way of building and growing the church.
作为一个建立和扩展教会的一个方式。
In the past 10 years,
在过去的十年
in China, you've seen many more large churches develop.
我们看到在中国有很多大的教会的这个扩展。
When I was first in China, most of the churches were very, very small. The underground church, the unregistered church, usually met in homes.
那在我第一次到中国的时候，很多教会非常的小，很多的这些家庭教会或者地下教会，他们都是在家里面聚会。
But gradually, some churches began to want to imitate some foreign churches and become very large with very many programs.
但逐渐的呢，有一些这些教会呢，他们开始仿照海外的教会，他们开始不断的扩展变得非常的大。
And sometimes it was difficult for them to adopt this kind of multiplying small group strategy.
那对他们来说，有时候是很难接受怎么样通过小组来增长教会。
Recently, there have been some big changes in religious policy.
那最近呢，有一些在宗教政策上的一些改变在中国。
And some of these churches have been closed.
有一些这些大的教会呢就被关闭。
Some of them are being accused of using finances incorrectly.
有些被指控是没有正当的使用他们的财物。
And some parts of China, the churches are having a hard time existing.
在中国的有些地方，教会要存在下去都非常困难。
So we've had many church leaders from some of these areas come to us and ask, how can we help our church move toward a small group?
所以有很多这样的教会的领袖来到我们这个地方来询问我们怎么样可以通过这种小规模的聚会来拓展教会。
And so because our global church movements folks are working as teams, we're able to go into some of these areas, train toward multiplying small groups, and we're seeing growth even in places where the church has been closed down.
那我服侍的这个机构呢，就有机会去到中国的这些地方建立小组，通过这样培训，然后我们也看到教会就通过这样的小组开始增长。
I work with an organization that's now called CRU. In Chinese, it's known as Xiaoyan Chuandaohui.
那我曾经是在就职于一个组织叫做校园传道会。
That's my organization now.
这个是我现在侍奉的一个组织。
I've found that our organization has many strengths and weaknesses.
那我发现我们这个机构呢有很多他们的强项，也有很多他的弱项。
I think that for myself, I was always attracted to our emphasis on evangelism and discipleship.
对于我来说呢，我特别喜欢我们的机构，特别强调宣教，传福音和做使徒。
But I think a lot of times we were weak on partnership with other organizations.
但相比其他的一些机构呢，我们在跟在合作方面其实比较差。
And I've been excited about the way this is changing.On a local level and also on a global level.
那我很高兴呢，我看到这一点呢，其实也在改变，不单是在当地，在全球的这个范围内都在有改善。
In my work with the Jesus Film, part of our organization.
在我工作的这个施工耶稣生平的这个项目当中。
We're trying to develop good media tools that can be used to share the gospel and build the church in every language around the world.
我们致力于研发一些各种的工具，可以帮助在各个世界各个地方各个的文化当中都可以传播福音。
One place where this has been, where the church has been very slow to develop, has been in Japan.
有一个地方呢是教会发展非常缓慢，这个就是在日本。
An incredibly small percentage of Japanese people are followers of Christ.
就非常少数的日本人是基督徒。
And so we want to give special effort to try to develop tools that will interact with this media sophisticated society.
所以我们特别想帮助这个就是传媒非常发达的这个社会怎么样来接收更好的接收福音。
But honestly, we really lack insight into Japanese culture and Japanese perspective.
但说实话，我们对日本的文化非常缺乏了解。
And so God in this last year brought us into partnership together with an organization called Asian Access.
那在去年的时候呢，上帝就给了我们的新的一个合作伙伴，叫做 Asian Access.
And it's a church planting organization that's been in Japan for the last 50 years.
这个组织呢是在负责在致力于在日本拓展教会，他们在那个地方有50年之久。
And they want to partner together with us toward this same goal.
那他们也想跟我们一起合作来实现共同的目标。
And the exciting thing is that they have young Japanese pastors who are also excited about creating media to be used to help build the church.
那很有趣的时候我们就看到他们有一些很年轻的日本的这些牧师他们是也有心使用这个大众媒体来传福音。
So in February, we're traveling together to Japan to meet with these groups of pastors.
所以在二月份的时候我跟我的同工就到了日本去见这些牧师。
And we're asking God to help open doors.So that we can create these tools to be used in Japan, but not just in Japan, but all over Asia.
我们求告主为我们开门，让我们可以研制这些工具可以不单是在日本，而且在整个亚洲来传福音。
So I would just encourage you that as you consider how you follow God's call.
所以我要鼓励你，当你在考虑你怎么才能够来追寻神的呼召的时候。
And what role or roles God has you to play.In following his call.
你在思想什么样的角色或者哪些角色我可以扮演来回应神的呼召的时候
？That you realize that he's calling us to welcome others together.
那你会认识到，其实上帝是呼召我们来一起来迎接这些人。
To mobilize others together.
一起来做动员的工作。
To send others together.
一起来差派这些人出去。
And to go together.
也一起被差派出去。
And I'll pray for you as you're in the process of seeing God do this through you.
在上帝引领你做这样的事情的时候，我为你祷告。
And again, I want to encourage you. If you feel like you look at these roles and you may be aware of these roles or maybe you've heard about these roles, but you're not sure what role.God wants you to play, or you don't feel like I'm really doing this now.
那我想要鼓励你，你如果看到这些不同的角色的时候，你觉得你好像喜欢有些可以能做，但是你也还是不确定，到底是要去扮演什么角色的时候。
The question is not if God wants you to play these roles, but what role does God want you to play?
你需要问自己，就是说，不是上帝说要让你是不是要担当这些角色，而是哪一个角色是上帝。希望你所担当的。
And I pray that God will bless you to share the joy of being involved in what He's doing around the world.
我也祷告神让你分享服侍他的这个喜乐在世界的各处。
Thank you so much for being involved in the things that God is doing around the world and being involved in our lives.
谢谢大家在参与上帝在全球的这个事工里，包括在我们的这个事工。
I think Philip mentioned that there's a table in the back where you can.Get information about our ministry. There are prayer cards. If you would like to pray for us, there's information there. If you'd like to receive our regular prayer letter, you can put your information there and we'll send.
在大堂外面有个桌子呢，上面有一些我们的信息，有一些祷告卡。你们如果是需要更多的了解，我们也可以去拿些这些信息来跟我们保持联系。
Thank you so much for your partnership.
谢谢大家跟我们同工。
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to actually ask you to come right back up here so that we can pray for you.
请 Scott 上来, 可以给你祷告。
So glad to have you. Sorry that your family couldn't be here to join you, but we understand your situation.